And the Rhinos and the Tigers are out there on the field. Leeds going to play left to right then in their usual blue and amber home strip. That's towards the Western Terrace end of the ground. Referee James Child gets play underway then with the right boot of Zach Hardacre. Tackle completed and Milner goes in at dummy half and finds Gale to his right. Oh, lovely short ball from Gale to Millington, who bounces off Zach Hardacre and gets it away to Luke Gale. That is a superbly worked try from Castleford Tigers. We're 4.5 minutes in and they are really in search of a second win at Headingley this season, because they lead by 4-0.
Yeah, they've got a little bit of a difference of opinion between the Castleford and Leeds players over in there as the try was scored. They're a little bit of pushing and shoving. But that was a fantastic try, created and finished by Dawn. Lovely short pass.
What the video referee makes of it in the first place here, and yeah, and no surprise, he's awarded the try. Trying to convert his own try. That high knee step in the middle of his walk up to address the ball and kicks it successfully. So Leeds nil, Castleford 6. Ben Roberts is going to switch play back this near side to Gale. Gale to Shenton, who's got a man on the outside. It's Dennis Solomona. And brilliant play from Castleford. Super swift hands. And Solomona in for yet another try in the left-hand corner. Leeds Rhinos 0, Castleford Tigers 10.
Outstanding play by Castleford for that try. Solomona, without the winger in front of him, gets the easiest job of scoring the points. And that's a great, great improvisation by Cass on the last play.
Here he comes now then, Luke Gale. Gets across successfully. It's a good conversion from Luke Gale and they lead 12-0 and managed to clamp the ball. Last tackle of the set. Sinfield will now kick diagonally to that far corner underneath the ball and taking it brilliantly for a wonderful try is Ryan Hall, world's best winger. Well, if you like, on the evidence of that, his 198th try for Leeds. Nothing really on the last. Astute kick from Sinfield, great finish from Hall, and Leeds back in it.
Fantastic winger who scores tries for fun, and he's come up with a very vital 4 points for the Leeds Rhinos.
Here's Kevin Sinfield's conversion attempt. It's a good one from that south stand touchline. 13 minutes in, Leeds Rhinos 6, Castleford Tigers 12. Last tackle of the set, Sinfield is hurried by Milner and gets it away to Maguire, who finds some space down the middle. Danny Maguire now looks to his left. Can he get the ball to Ryan Hall? He can't, but he can get it to Joel Moon. And it looks as though the Rhinos centre has picked it up for their second try of the evening. Now, referee Child is going to go to the video here. He says he doesn't think it's a try on the field.
That's come off McMeekin's hands, or gives McMeekin's hands. It's gone behind McMeekin. Moon picks it up and puts it down. I think this is going to be 4 points to the Rhinos.
And it is indeed overturned, and Leeds have got their second try in the space of a couple of minutes.
And there's another two, so we're all square at 12-12.
Lookout continues. Lilly to Sinfield. Chance here for Leeds. Maguire finds Hall on the left-hand side. And Ryan Hall just steamrollers the defensive cover and bangs the ball down in the left-hand corner for his second of the game. And his 199th in Leeds Rhinos colours. And it means it's Leeds Rhinos 16, Castleford Tigers 12.
The possession of play by Leeds, moving the ball out to the left-hand side. Cut out pass, misses Moon out, goes into the hands of Hall. He's not got much space and he's got defenders in front of him, but he just bulldozes his way over. Get out of the way, Gibson, and try scored.
It was Boyle, gets it now to Gale, once again to Dawn, and Luke Dawn is going to stretch across the line here and touch it down. He's going to go once again to the video screen, James Child. He thinks it's a try on field, couldn't see anything wrong with it, and Castleford look like they've levelled it with 3 minutes to go before the break at 16 points apiece, subject to this video referee call.
Gale attacks the line and he just gives a nice ball out the back to Dawn, but there's going to be some contact from the Castleford lead runner, and Dawn puts the ball down. I think this could go the way of the last Hardacre try and be ruled out against the referee's on-field decision.
Oh! Well. Well, 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 I think is all you can say about that.
Luke Dawn's even grinning. He wasn't sure himself that was going to be given.
And that will be it as far as this first half is concerned, because there goes the hooter and the teams will leave the field at half time with boos ringing round Headingley Stadium for referee James Child and the officials who are in charge of the video, Joseph Cobb and Sam Ansell. It's 16 points apiece And we've got a break here from the Tigers down centre field. It's Matt Cook who's got through. Ryan Hall trying to hold him down. Zach Hardacre trying to hold him down. Gets the ball away to Luke Gale. Well, out of absolutely nothing, the Castleford Tigers have hit the front again here. 5 minutes into the second half and they have shocked Leeds. And it's Luke Gale's second try of the game. It's Leeds Rhinos 16, Castleford Tigers 20.
Did a fantastic job then as the covering centre and winger came in to try and haul him down. He's able to palm an underhand pass into the hand of the supporting Luke Gale, who in his just really poor midfield defence.
Luke Gale successful with the conversion then, 22-16 in favour of the visitors. Ben Roberts taking on the Leeds line, gets through Garbutt. Chance on the inside for Luke Gale. Is he going to time this pass correctly? He's got it away to Gale. Back to Ben Roberts. Absolutely wonderful hands from the Castleford Tigers. And they've hit Leeds for two in 2 minutes. And are now going further and further clear. Leeds Rhinos 16, Castleford Tigers 26.
Again, woeful, I think, woeful midfield defence from Leeds. Fantastic breakout try by Castleford. The second we've seen back-to-back, and it is poor midfield defence from Garbutt. He's the defender involved again, Gale. He adds the 2 points, and it's now Tigers 28, Rhinos 16.
3 or 4 metres out, flat pass from Lilly is for Stevie Ward, who's towards the line, held up and gets the ball away. Short ball here is to Cuthbertson. Can he get across the line for the Rhinos? Yes, indeed, is the answer. Adam Cuthbertson spins his way despite the attentions of three Tigers defenders. And Leeds are hitting back with 13 into the second half then. And it's Leeds Rhinos 20, Castleford Tigers 28.
Yeah, just sheer bulk there, wasn't it? Close to the line. And it was Cuthbertson who came close to the line on the short ball. And just his sheer bulk was enough to get him over the line. It's Jordan Lilly that's taken over the kick.
He's landed that one. Leeds 22. Castleford 28, still 26 and a half minutes remaining here. Lynch finally gets up and plays the ball. Ben Roberts to have a go for a drop goal here. And the Castleford fans behind the post are crying yes. And also James Child raises the hand and says that is a point for Castleford Tigers, who now lead by 7. 6.5 minutes to go. Leeds Rhinos 22, Castleford Tigers 29. Has that won it?
Oh, quite possibly. We know Leeds can strike back. There's 6 minutes and 18 seconds on the clock as we restart the game.
And that is the final hooter then at the Headingley Carnegie Stadium on a thrilling contest between the Castleford Tigers and the Leeds Rhinos. And for a second time in 2015, Castleford have come here to Headingley and have beaten Leeds by 7 points. 31-24 it was back in June, 29-22 this evening.